You're in tune to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, on this Thursday morning here on KROX, and it's time for our Valley Talk program. And today we're joined with a guest, Arn Kind, who is going to be coming to the Crookston Public Library to perform a little program with for Vietnam, the Vietnam War, and Minnesotans in that regard. And Arn, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Well, that's great. And well, first things first, before we get into the specifics of your program coming up here, why don't we just talk a little bit about what you know, yourself and what you do?
Well, I've been a teacher for, well, now going on over 40 years, and I was a high school teacher and also an elementary school teacher for 36 years. I retired from the classroom in 2013. And toward the end of my teaching career, I taught a lot of history. I would start, I joined this group called the 1st Minnesota Volunteer Infantry Regiment, which is a reenactment group that preserves the memory of the original 1st Minnesota, who was the, they were recruited and trained and fought in the American Civil War. Mm-hmm. And pretty soon I started teaching. When I taught Civil War, I put the uniform on and brought the equipment in and cut out some wooden muskets and had the students up, and they were learning the Hardee's infantry tactics, you know, just like the Civil War soldiers had to. And I found that that kind of learning was something that the kids really remembered, you know, not just sitting and book learning. They were up and active and hands-on types of learning. And so I thought, well, man, this is the way for kids to learn. And so I started developing my fur trade unit. I taught sixth grade, and sixth grade is Minnesota history, mm-hmm. and government and geography. And so the Minnesota French Voyager and the fur trade, I would dress up as that, and it just kind of makes history come alive. So when I retired, I decided I wanted to continue to do this, and I didn't just do it for my classroom. I was doing it even while I was teaching for other schools in Mankato, and eventually that's where I teach, is in Mankato, Minnesota, and when I was teaching. And pretty soon I had other school districts in the state wanting me to do the same thing. And now that I'm retired, I have 14 different presentations that I do for schools around the state and even in South Dakota, Wisconsin, and different eras. And almost all those presentations are interactive. And, of course, we're coming to the Crookston Library on Tuesday, September 19th, and that presentation starts at 6 and goes till 8. And it's on the Vietnam War, and also we talk about Minnesota's involvement in that war. What was Minnesota's contribution to that war? And it'll be a lot of artifacts there. I'm not just a speaker that comes and, you know, opens up his briefcase and speaks into a microphone for an hour or two. I bring a lot of artifacts. I'm the museum that comes to you. So you'll see a lot of the equipment, the gear that the Vietnam, our soldiers in Vietnam used when they were over there. And I usually find some young man in the audience, because it looks a lot better to dress him up than me. I'm 70 years old now. There weren't many 70-year-old grunts, you know, humping it in the jungle. Mm-hmm. So I'll get him up and ask him if he wants to put the stuff on, and it really makes it come alive for the audience to see what these guys carried, and you know, what a tough life it was for them.
Well,
so yeah, it's pretty interactive.
That is that's awesome to hear, and personally, I'm a bit of a history buff. At least that was my favorite subject in school as well. So I can really appreciate what you do. I mean, as you said, it really it's just that much more just interesting when you can see something more than just the words on the book. As you said, it's having that interaction is really important, I think, and really can make it more interesting to individuals and students. And so that's this is such a great thing to know that you're out there doing this for. I mean, even the fact that you were a teacher for that long, again, thank you for doing that. That's always great to hear about teachers long, you know, and longevity, but also the fact you're continuing to educate our young individuals, really just anyone in general, because this isn't just for kids, right?
No, this is for all age mm-hmm. groups, and I always try to adapt all my presentations. I look out at my audience, and I see who's there, and some of the funnest presentations are the ones where you've got kids and adults together. The Vietnam War, of course, it was one of our most controversial wars, mm-hmm. and so that's a little bit darker topic than you know, some of the other ones that I do. But it's interesting to all age groups, and the interaction keeps it interesting with people too. For example, I mean, the soldiers that were in the Civil War, they were called Yanks, or mm-hmm. they were called Rebels. And then you go to World War One, they were called Doughboys. During World War Two, it was G.I. Joe. What I'll do during this presentation is we'll have some young audience member who's a willing participant. He'll come up. We'll get the uniform on him. We'll put all the gear on him. He'll be weighed down with about 60 pounds of gear, and he'll look the part. And then I'll, you know, let's say his name is Johnson. I'll say, Johnson, you know, lay down for a little bit. We got a little rest here. And as soon as he lays down, I'll say, we're moving out. He's got to get back up again. And there's almost always a visible, an audible grunt that comes out of them. And I say to the audience, what did he just do? We grunted. Guess what they called the soldiers in Vietnam? They were called grunts. And now you know why.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway, so, yeah, we bring a lot of stuff there. And the people that come can pick things up. They can hold things. I have non-firing reproductions of the weapons that they use. So all the weapons are, you couldn't load them if you wanted to. Mm-hmm. But they're the actual weight of what these guys carried. And it's very interesting. We have a lot of veterans that show up mm-hmm. At this presentation. And, you know, this is a war. I put this presentation together because... at first, I was hesitant to do it. I was asked by a regional library to put one together, and it's such a controversial war, and it's not a war that we won, and we didn't lose that war because of the boys that went over there. It was because of the politicians and the government that we were fighting for, mm-hmm. a number of factors that made it an unwinnable war. And one of the greatest atrocities committed during that Vietnam War was committed by the people at home, and that was the way they treated our returning veterans when they came back home again. You know, World War II, when they came home, our veterans were lauded as heroes and so on. Korean War vets, for the most part, were ignored, but the Vietnam War vets, man, they were, it's hard for us to believe today, but when they were flying home after, you know, a year over there in country, they were told, no, don't forget, when you get there, get that uniform off, cover up your GI haircut, because you're probably going to run into some harassment from the civilian population. And what kind of a way is that to welcome our veterans home? It's just that the war was so unpopular, and it was so unclear as to why we were fighting that war. It was basically to stop the spread of communism. But, you know, we lost 58,000 Americans over there in the war, and people were starting to question whether that kind of sacrifice was worth keeping a third world country, you know, from being a communist. But mm-hmm. everyone was afraid it would start the domino theory. If one country went communist, it would spread to the others. And then Minnesota, of course, we had 68,000 Minnesotans who served in the war, and of that number, 1,120 did not come home. So Minnesota also was, you know, very much involved in this effort.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad that you did go through it and make this presentation. As you said, it is very controversial. I mean, we all know that that's, you know, in history, in school, Vietnam War, it gets covered maybe not as much as it should, just because it is a losing effort in a sense. But it's very important to know not only, you know, what was going on, why they were over there, try to figure out why, but also, as you said, just how unpopular it was back home, and just a different feeling it was for those individuals coming back. And as he said, you know, it's something that gets depicted every once in a while, but it's especially for the youth to know that it's not all you know, glitz and glamour when it comes to you know, stories about the war and all that stuff, all wars we won in the past. But it's very important to have this aspect of it.
And there's a movement in the country right now, mm-hmm. Among some to not teach all of American history. We only want to teach the parts of, you know, we're proud to be Americans and we're proud of our history, but there's parts of our history that, you know, we're ashamed of. For example, not the Vietnam War, we're not ashamed of that, but mm-hmm. I'm talking about, like, our treatment of the Native Americans and mm-hmm. the taking of their land and slavery and the civil rights movement and all that was resisted and so on. But by gosh, if you don't teach all of American history, we're going to repeat some of the same mistakes we've made in the past. But there's a movement now in this country to take that stuff out of the history book and only teach the parts of American history that we're, you know, very proud of. And mm-hmm. that's, I believe, in my opinion, that's a huge mistake. You know, they're taking statues down, and you're taking learning opportunities down when you remove statues, or, you know, you change the names of places and so on. So Anyway, don't get me going on that, because I'll give you a whole sermon on that.
Yeah, no, we'll go ahead and get back. And again, your presentation is going to be next Tuesday at the Crookston Public Library, and it is free to all those to attend, correct?
Yeah, it's sponsored by the Arts and Cultural Heritage mm-hmm. Fund, which is money that's given to the libraries. It's part of the legacy grant that we as citizens of Minnesota voted to have some of our donations, our taxes, to go toward educating Minnesotans about their history, their culture, mm-hmm. and also the arts. And a large portion of the legacy fund goes toward conservation of our natural resources and so on. So, yeah. It's a good use of money, I think, especially for people living in greater Minnesota. I mean, if you live in Minneapolis and St. Paul, there's tons of programs available to you. Mm-hmm. But people that live outside of that area in greater Minnesota, this provides opportunities for, symposiums and workshops and presentations and so on.
Yeah, no, it's as you said, it's very lucky to have programs like this. Otherwise, yeah, you'd be having to travel to go down and see more of those programs and activities and museums down in the metro area. But luckily, we do have some great, obviously, some the county museums around the area are still phenomenal. They do a very, very good job of and teaching the importance of history. But situations like this, where you can get a presentation that you can't get access to on a weekly basis, is very important, and we're very lucky to be able to have many different programs. And that's the other thing too; it's a good varying topics with what we get up here in Crookston and our surrounding area. But we're very lucky to be able to have you come up here next Tuesday. And once again, so quickly before we let you go for today, just I want to go over some of those other topics. I know we're going to focus on the Vietnam War and your presentation on that next Tuesday, but for those who might be interested in, what else that you do, because I know you said you go all the way back from the fur traders, it sounds like, all the way up to Vietnam. Do you go any further than that?
I have presentations on the American Revolution, the fur trade, the Viking Age. I'm talking, the mm-hmm. Norsemen.
Yep.
Not the NFL team.
Yeah.
But and then also I do one on, just about most of the wars, American Revolution, mm-hmm. I'll do for schools, and that's a full-day presentation. That mm-hmm. can be a half a day. American Civil War, the Civil War, World War One, World War Two, the Korean War, the Vietnam War. I do one on Minnesota's Wild and Woolly Prohibition Days. Mm-hmm. Some of the best booze, when booze was illegal in this country, came out of Stearns County, the St. Cloud area. It was called Minnesota 13, and it was some of the, even Al Capone was shipping it out of Minnesota for his speakeasies down there. So I always dress the part no matter what my presentation is. So like American Revolution, I'll be in a Continental uniform. When I do Prohibition, I'll dress in a gangster outfit and pretend that I'm a supplier of the product in this region.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also do, we got D-Day next year.
Ooh.
It'd be a good one to do. It'd be D-Day. It's the 80th anniversary mm-hmm. next year of the Normandy invasion. And I'll come as a member of the 101st Airborne and bring a lot of equipment and so on for that. So I do one on pirates, predators of the sea, and I'm not talking Johnny Depp and Pirates of the Caribbean. I'm talking real piracy, real privateering. We talk about navigation at sea. How did the sailors know, pirate or otherwise, where they were, where they were going, what their latitude was. So that's interesting, too. Sometimes your science mixed in with the history mm-hmm. as well.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's a great range. And as you said, too, the fact that you dress up to the part, you make it interactive, is really just the biggest thing that is something to look forward to. So again, for our listeners, I have Arne Kind here, who is going to be coming up to Crookston here next week on Tuesday, and be having a presentation on the Vietnam War, and not only the war itself, but also Minnesota's involvement in it. And it should be a great presentation with interactive, as he said, a member of the audience will. If they volunteer, will dress up and put on all the gear, and it looks like I've seen some pictures online when I did a little bit of research, and it looks like a really cool, really good informative event. So,
if we don't get a volunteer from the audience, I'll just draft him.
There you go. Just like that.
That was my personal experience.
Yeah.
I see that I'm really involved in this presentation because I turned 18 in 1971.
Oh, wow.
And that war had been going on for 5-6 years before that. And every year that had happened, I thought, well, why do I care? I'm in high school. I'm not concerned about that. I'm in junior high, and it's going on. And pretty soon I'm in ninth grade. It's still happening. And now I'm a senior in high school. And bam, I got that letter. Uncle Sam wants you. went up and got my physical. My draft number was 26. I was well ready to go, and I'll tell you the rest of that story.
Wow.
Presentation.
Well, yeah. That's a great little tease as well, Arn. That's a phenomenal. So, yeah, once again, check it out on Tuesday. And what was the time again that's going to be happening?
That's going to happen at 6 o'clock.
Okay, so go ahead and check it out. And, again, it's free thanks to that the Arts and Cultural Heritage Foundation, and we're very lucky to have that in our area. So, again, check it out next Tuesday at the Crookston Public Library. Arn, I think that will do good for today, unless there's anything else you want to tack on here.
No, I thank you for the opportunity. It's nice talking to you, Bob.
All right, I appreciate it. You have a great rest of your day. And, again, we'll look forward to seeing you on Tuesday.